It's Tuesday, August 6, 2013. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning, and welcome to our Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. So glad to have you on board with us today. We've got another great show coming up for you today. Ron Hayes steps in now, and Ron, I know we have some new numbers from the USDA that just released yesterday.
Crop progress numbers are out, showing that we're still a little bit behind on crop on corn silking, soybean pod setting, but we're catching up. We've got the pasture rangeland numbers we'll talk about here a little bit later on. We've got Jolene Brown going to be joining us once again. She's featured speaker later this week at the State Women in Agriculture Conference. And Gary McManus with us today talking weather.
All right, very good. And also still to come this first half hour, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down those markets, and I'll have a news update for you. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
7 past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. American Soybean Association President Danny Murphy sees an uncertain future for a farm bill he says is now mired in politics. Murphy says he shares the frustration of Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow with the House GOP leadership that seems bent on holding up farm bill talks with the Senate until it completes action on a separate nutrition bill.
They evidently are not interested in passing a farm bill. They've politicized the whole process, and the delays that they put in place are evident that they're not in any hurry, and they've got some further political motive that'll use the farm bill as a pawn.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says, or did say on a recent weekend talk show, his party wants to do things differently by ending the long marriage between the farm bill and food stamps. But the GOP was forced to split the bill after its stunning defeat in June, largely on the no votes of 62 Republican conservatives.
Representative Cantor's good at spinning how things have evolved and putting a different face on it, but Representative Cantor didn't help any with getting the farm bill passed before.
Well, Murphy says the House can probably pass a double dose of food stamp cuts on GOP votes along, but he questions what that does for a negotiated deal with the Senate and whether a deal more extreme than the Senate's $4 billion 10-year stamp cut can pass the Senate and the House. In some areas of the country, farmers' markets located in urban business districts are gradually becoming more welcomed. We get this update from Susan Carter.
The Columbia Heights Farmers Marketplace in Upper Northwest Washington, D.C. must be doing something right. They've been in their location near a giant grocery store, a Target, Best Buy, and several food chains for the past 4 years.
It kind of serves to attract people here. It also offers a different type of produce and product a lot of times.
Pickett Slater Harrington is executive director for the marketplace. While some may see the farmers market as competition, others see the increased foot traffic as a gateway for business for them.
We also kind of stimulate economic activities to all the surrounding restaurants and other businesses. And one of our major sponsors is Giant, you know, a grocery store. So it's this symbiotic relationship between the farmers markets and the grocery store. And we say, no, we're not competitors. We actually complement each other.
Here's how it works. Farmers markets provide consumers local access to those specialty products they'd normally have to travel far and wide to get. At the same time, once they're done at the market, they can visit the nearby grocer for their other needs. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Approaching 10 past the hour, when we come back, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis break down the markets. Ron Hayes has the latest ag weather. That and more on Midday Oklahoma here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Perkin, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? So you can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our futures markets trade this morning?
Well, we had a stock market futures here down about triple digits in the September Dow Jones futures. They're down about 102 at 15,452. This is kind of a surprise because just a few days ago we were at all-time highs. But today we had several retailers, American Eagle and some others, release a little bit of a bearish outlook here. The trade's also been pretty quiet here. On yesterday's, at the end of the day, we were at the lowest volume we've seen all year, so that was a little bit of a surprise. And if you look at the S&P 500 as a whole, there's been 391 companies release their second quarter results. 67.8% of them have beat the expectations. So the overall market still feels pretty good here. This morning's U.S. trade balance report showed the U.S. trade deficit actually narrowed sharply in June to its lowest level in about 3.5 years. The gap narrowed to $34.2 billion, where analysts were looking for about $43.5 billion. So that was a little bit of a good sign. We're also watching here and waiting for some additional Fed information on their asset purchase program on the monthly level. But we hadn't really heard any more detailed information on that. 30-year bonds today are trading slightly lower here, meaning interest rates are a little bit higher. U.S. dollars down about 21 at 81.73. Crude oil futures today are a little bit lower. We're down a dollar into September at 105.56. We're waiting this afternoon's inventory report from the API. They're looking for a decrease of about 700,000 barrels to inventories. Unleaded gasoline and heating oil are both down about 3.1 cents. Natural gas today steady. It's been creeping lower here as milder forecast in the Northeast has cut demand for those power plants. Cattle futures today are just a little bit higher here. We're up about 15 to 75 in the feeder cattle, anywhere from down 10 to up to about 35 in the fats. Boxed beef here at midday was down just slightly for choice at 186.26, a little bit higher on select up a nickel at 180.59, only 72 loads moving, so not real good volume just yet. Maybe on the live cattle cash trade this week, we're looking for about 120. If you look at the 119.120, if you look at corn here, we're steady, anywhere from 2 lower to 3 higher. Wheat futures are strong here, up about 2.5.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. And then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
12:15 on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. Time now for an update on your futures markets here today. August live cattle up 32 at 120.87. October's up 15 at 124.70. August feeder cattle up 12 at 154.15. September's up 75 at 157.80. August hogs up 30 at $100.52. October's up 72 at 86.22. We'll check the grain futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September's up 3, 698.5. December's up 1.5 at 708.5. September corn's up 2.25 at 471.5. December's down 2.75 at 457.75. August soybeans unchanged at 13.29.75. September's down 9.25 at 11.98.25. November's down 14.5, 11.68.75. Cotton futures, October cotton up 26, 85.66. December's up 47 at 85.67. Energy futures, September crude oil down 105 at 105.53. October's down 96 at 104.97. September natural gas unchanged at 3.32. October's unchanged at 3.34 per million BTU. And that's a look at futures markets. Ron Hayes steps in now, and he's got a check on your agriculture weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you today. So glad to be along with you. And joining us in just a few moments, Gary McManus of our Oklahoma State Climatological Survey, going to talk about our possibilities of some precipitation headed our way. It is going to be another hot, hot, hot day today. Temperatures right around the triple digit mark, 100 degrees or thereabouts. And we're talking about heat indexes, indices that are going to be 105, 108, 110 degrees easily as we work our way into the afternoon hours. As far as the possibility of a little more rainfall, at least for northern counties of our state, Gary McManus and I discuss that in just a moment. Go Bob Pye builds a great selection of hay trailers, simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker, where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go into their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
We're talking today with Gary McManus with the State Climate Ecological Survey. Gary, let's talk maybe a couple things, maybe short term and then maybe a little bit bigger picture. Short term, once again, we've got another system that looks like it's going to give us a chance of some precipitation next couple of days across at least parts of the state of Oklahoma. What's going on there?
Yeah, it looks like with this front sagging down into our area, we might see some moisture run up over the top of that front and drop down into northern Oklahoma especially. Now, there's some chance for some showers farther to the south, but really this looks like an Oklahoma-Kansas border type thing. So, but, you know, there are areas up there, especially in the panhandle, that desperately need rainfall. So let's hope this one actually works out.
I guess really what from Grant County West, they'll take pretty well anything we can throw at them.
Yeah, and I've talked to some people in the panhandle, and they say, we'll believe it when we actually see it, because this is the fourth or fifth time we've seen these forecasts for rainfall, and they miss every time. So I think they're really anxious to see this one hit this time.
And I guess what, I know some of the early various models were painting, a couple of inches of rain maybe for the panhandle.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they'd know what to do with all that rainfall, but I'm sure they'd take it.
Isn't that the truth? When we think about here early August, overall, this is quite a difference compared to the last two summers, right?
Yeah, the last two summers have been pretty devoid of rainfall. The summer of 2011, of course, was the hottest summer on record for any state, since records began in 1895 right here in Oklahoma. Last year was no picnic either. It really got hot when the rain shut off in early spring. So having all this rainfall, not just through July, but also in from April and May, it really set the stage to give us a much different experience. Now, again, that's really for the eastern two-thirds of the state. For the western third and up in the panhandle, I'm afraid they're still suffering from the same type of summers of 2011, 2012. But for the bulk of the state, this is a vastly different experience. You can just go outside and look at how green it is and tell how different it's been over the last couple of years.
All righty, Gary. Gary McManus joining us today from the Oklahoma Climate Ecological Survey. And hot, hot, hot today. 102, 103 degrees will be pretty typical across our central, north central sections of our state. The heat indices will be even above that, probably 108, 110 degrees. Very, very possible. It looks like south winds maybe 10 to 13. Overnight lows tonight down to the mid-70s. Slight chance of thunderstorms start to pick up into Wednesday as well. Back up close to the century mark, 98, 99, 100 degrees for tomorrow. And then chances of rain pick up by tomorrow night and into Thursday, as much as 60% chance for precipitation tomorrow evening. That is our agricultural weather. Stick around. More to come today on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. On our ag calendar on this Tuesday, we have some town hall meetings with Congressman Frank Lucas and Congressman Tom Cole. We'll look at a water source development seminar, and we'll look at grain sorghum demonstration tours. We'll have this information and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Do you know where your dairy foods come from? Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories of our land, our cows, and our passion.
Growing up on my family's dairy farm, I learned at an early age how healthy milk and dairy foods are. But frankly, I just enjoyed them because they tasted so good. Today, I'm running the farm, and while a lot of things have changed, one thing remains the same. Dairy farmers are dedicated to producing the safest, most wholesome, and most delicious foods and beverages possible for their families and yours. Want to learn more about farms like mine? Or find delicious dairy recipes? Follow Dairy Max on Facebook or visit us at DairyMax.org.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
Congressman Tom Cole will host three town hall meetings this week across the 4th District of Oklahoma. He invites constituents and members of the press to join him as he speaks in Moore, Norman, and Paul's Valley, providing an update on the issues facing the district and answering questions from the audience. He will be at the Moore Public Library in rooms A and B today. That's Tuesday, August 6th. He'll be there at noon. On Wednesday, August 7th at 5:30 p.m., he will be at the Boren Auditorium of the National Weather Center. That's at the University of Oklahoma. And on Friday, August 9th at noon, he will be in the Paul's Valley High School Auditorium. Of course, that's in Paul's Valley. Congressman Frank Lucas will also hold town hall meetings this week in Beaver, Cimarron, Ellis, Harper, Texas, and Woodward counties. That will be on August 7th and the 8th. All residents of these locations are invited to attend and express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions from the audience, and discussing issues of importance to the 3rd Congressional District. On Wednesday, August 7th, Congressman Lucas will be at High Plains Technology Center. That's in Woodward, and he will be there at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. He will meet in Beaver at the Beaver County Farm Bureau. That's from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. That's also on Wednesday, August 7th. And on August the 7th as well, at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., he will be at the Guyman PTCI Room. On Thursday, August 8th, the Boys City Town Hall meeting will be at the PTCI Room at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. He will be in Laverne from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center, and his final meeting will be at the Shattuck Chamber of Commerce building from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Those are on Thursday, August the 8th. Northwest Oklahoma grain sorghum producers have a chance to look at the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Services demonstration sites for hybrid evaluation, grain sorghum weed control efforts, and they'll be able to listen to a discussion of stock utilization. Three different sites will be reviewed across the area August 8th and 9th. The first tour stop will be in Alfalfa County. That will be at 10 a.m. on August the 8th. The second tour stop will be in Kay County. This will be at 7 p.m. on the 8th. And the final tour stop will be on Friday, August the 9th in Major County. Grain sorghum seed companies have entered several of their hybrids for evaluation and discussion of their merits for this area. Producers can hear the agronomic benefits and where their particular hybrid will fit in the production systems demonstrated at these sites. Also providing comments on the hybrids will be OCES agronomist Rick Kochenauer. Kochenauer has been evaluating hybrids across Oklahoma and has some additional thought on where each of the hybrids should be placed for best performance. Along with the hybrid discussion, Kochenauer will review the growing season and his expectations given the year that has just been presented to growers. If you'd like more information or specific locations for the tour stops, just contact your local county agent.
You gotta love lean beef. 29 tantalizing cuts, each delivering a delicious all its own. 29 different paths to a protein-packed dinner time. From the tenderest of tenderloins to top-notch top round, there are 29 lean reasons to get the grill going that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef is what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. For more information, visit us at OKLA.com.
Coming up on half past the hour, Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning.
If you have
we've got a news update
like
coming up,
with us,
we come back
you have
right
to do,
after this.
Drop us a line.
Say wheat
brunch at
OklahomaFarmReport.com. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the latest crop progress reports are out from USDA, and we get an update now from Farm Director Ron Hayes.
Dave, latest crop weather update out, of course, for the state of Oklahoma. Our crop progress numbers from for the national level as well out yesterday afternoon. And first of all, on those pasture range conditions, which we always kind of watch pretty closely, we are looking at continued improvement in Oklahoma especially. We're now down to 14% of our state pasture and range ratings in poor to very poor shape, 37% in fair shape, and 49% of our pasture range conditions are in good or excellent condition, and that likely to go over 50% over the next week or so, and that is remarkable here in August. It is so green in some of the places that we have been at here in recent days that it's just almost, it's unbelievable. I know that we still got some very dry areas, very parched areas, especially as you come on up in north central Oklahoma and out in the western parts of our state, but still we've made a remarkable recovery compared to just literally a year ago and 2 years ago. Overall, row crops are in good to fair condition in the state of Oklahoma. It does look like that we're generally right now 81% in good to excellent condition on corn crop. We're 65% good to excellent shape on grain sorghum, 60% good to excellent on soybean crop. We're at 65% good to excellent shape on the peanut crop. Only 16%, though, good to excellent shape on cotton. It's mostly fair, 59% rated in fair condition. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
A recent study looked at the relationship between meat producers and processors and how to improve long-term commitments to each other. We get this report from Rod Bain.
Local meat processing plants need a longer-term commitment from farmers and vice versa in order to increase the viability and success of local facilities. USDA economist Richard Stillman was among a team studying what is needed for processors and farmers to improve their long-term relationships. On the processor side,
they need to have a good scheduling system and fairly steady throughput of animals by either farmers or slaughter some of their own animals. And it's just important to fully utilize those facilities to be profitable, because you can't have a farmer randomly show up with a couple of cattle and say, I need slaughter today. You need to fully schedule and maintain your processing capacity.
Likewise, processors need to improve their quality and services to farmers, as well as provide value-added support in areas like marketing and distribution over the long term. Stillman says collaborative efforts on the local and regional level are addressing the needs of both farms and processors. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Coming up on 12:35, Ron Hayes will join us with his ag perspectives right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-8000. 7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Here at Midday Oklahoma, our ad conversation today with Jolene Brown, going to be the keynoter at the State Women in Agriculture Conference Thursday and Friday of this week at the Moore Norman Votech. We're back with Jolene in just a moment. Wheat Watch 2013, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, featuring Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says looking ahead to the 2014 growing season, wheat producers should be doing a couple of things that he believes will help make them more successful.
Number one, first and foremost, is take care of our weed problems. We're never going to increase wheat yield significantly in Oklahoma until we get our weed problems under control. And the best time to control weeds is in the fall of the year when they're small. Second thing would be look at variety selection. Make sure that the variety you're picking matches your management style. We've got some varieties out there that succumb to stripe rust. If you're prepared to spray a fungicide, those could still have a fit in your operation. But if you're not going to spray a fungicide, you need to know that ahead of time and stay away from those varieties without a good disease package.
Management tips as we begin to think about putting that 2014 crop in the ground, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma Wheat producer. She's a great advocate for U.S. agriculture, farm wife from the state of Iowa, goes around the country talking to a lot of agricultural audiences. We're talking about Jolene Brown, who will be in Oklahoma later on this week for the State Women in Agriculture Conference. And then the following week, she'll be a part of the ILAC program, the International Leadership Alumni Conference, coming in Oklahoma City as well. Jolene indicates that there's no special preparation when she gets ready to talk to a room full of ladies.
What I will tell you is that the women love to let the laughter out. If they don't, it settles back down and spreads out their hips, so they'll be laughing. But at the same time, they are so eager to engage. So do I prepare differently? Not really. Do I know the response may be different? It may be. But I've also learned that that I have to be present for what is going on in the room that day, including the time I had a mouse walk through the room at a women's seminar. So you got to be ready for just about anything, let me tell you, Ron.
Whole lot of shouting going on, huh?
Well, I was wondering what all the wiggling, and then dummy me, I had to ask the question, so what's going on? And somebody said a mouse, well, then they were on the table.
Almost a revival broke out on that one.
Amen. That's right. So, yes, do I prepare differently? Not necessarily for the topic, although women are often the caretakers of the heart in the home, and they carry so much trying to keep family, the profession. Many of them are also working away from the farm or the ranch. Many of them are full-time employees of an agricultural business. And so finding some ways to reward themselves for what they have done and who they are, to make sure, and this is interesting, I'll be talking about them with the need to make sure they schedule a break. Not just, yeah, we have to have the short breaks, but we need to have that vacation in there. And when I work with farm families, if their fringe benefits include a vacation, if they do not take it, we actually subtract money from their paycheck, because you actually learn the main benefits that happen when you truly get away. And, you know, the women realize this. If you go away for 6 days, and you come home, the farmer ranch will still be there. I mean, some people don't know that, but it will still be there. And yet, the minute they schedule that break, they become more productive because they got to get a heck of a lot done before they can go. The second thing that happens is everybody around them, because they become more productive, they don't want to have to do the work while you're gone. And the third thing is, the minute you put that break on the calendar, the eyes of your spouse and your children light up, because you have just said to them that they are as important to you as the work you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot negate that benefit. It is huge. What is insightful is, for some women, this is their vacation for the year, to have 2 days away. And I want them to know that they deserve more.
Sometimes you simply have to get away in order to be all that you need to be down the road back home. Some wise words from a champion of U.S. agriculture, Jolene Brown, farm lady from the state of Iowa. She'll be in Oklahoma later on this week at the State Women in Agriculture Conference. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
And good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at your agricultural markets here today. And, wow, those futures markets all over the place here today. The cattle futures mixed today. Feeder cattle futures mostly higher, but the hog futures also mixed. Grain futures mixed today as well. We're going to have a complete rundown of all your futures. Also going to have the latest from the stockyards and the feedlots when we come back with your midday markets right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Photon TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Well, no cash cattle trades report here on Tuesday at midday. Box beef mixed at midday today. Choice down 20 cents at 186.26. Select is up a nickel at 180.59. Choice select spread at 567 with 72 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards on Monday, 4,827 head. Feeder steers and heifers sold 1 to 3 higher. Demand very good for feeder cattle. Steer and heifer calves not well tested. Feeder steers, medium and large calves, 5 to 6 weights, 171 to 175. 6 to 7 weights, 144 to 154. 7 to 8 weights, 142 to 147. Yearlings, 6 to 7 weights, 154.50 to 169. 7 to 8 weights, 148 to 157. 8 to 9 weights, 141.50 to 151.50. And 9 to 1,000 pounds, 130 to 135. Tulsa Stockyards on Monday, 1,709 head. feeder steers and heifers not well tested. Steer calves mostly steady. Heifer calves steady to $3 higher. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 165 to 193. 5 to 6 weights, 152.50 to 171. 6 to 7 weights, 141.50 to 150. And 7 to 8 weights, 134 to 149. In the 8 weights to 9 weights, 139. Joplin Regional Stockyards, 2,157 head. Steer calves under 550 pounds and heifer calves under 450 pounds steady. Steers, 550 to 700 pounds and heifers, 450 to 600 pounds, steady to $2 higher. 650 to 700 pound steers, $2 to $4 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 5 to 6 weights, 157 to 176. 6 to 7 weights, 143 to 160. 7 to 8 weights, 140 to 150. 8 to 9 weights, 141 to 144. And 9 to 1,000 pounds, 134 to 138. We'll check the futures markets when we come back right after this.
Go Bob Pye builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go into their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
And we'll check those cattle futures. Live cattle mostly higher here at midday today now. August live cattle up 40 at 120.95. October up 30 at 124.85, and December's up 37, 127.40. Feeder cattle also mostly higher. August up 20, 154.17. September up 82 at 157.82. October's up 57 at 159.72. Lean hogs, August up 25, $100.47. October up 70 at 86.20. December up 50 now at 82.70. On the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September up 3, 698.5, December up 1 and 3 quarters, 709, March up 1 and a quarter at 717. September Chicago wheat up a penny, 646 and a quarter, December up a quarter of a penny at 658, March up a half penny at 668.5. September corn's up 2.5, 471 and 3 quarters, December down 2 and a quarter at 458, March is down 2.25 at 471 and a quarter. August soybeans down 2.75 at 1327 and a quarter. September down 10.5, 1197. November down 15.5 at 1167 and a half. Cotton futures, October cotton up 33, 85.73, and December's up 51, 85.71. And that is a look at your markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the radio.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer.
Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest continues to be Darrell Peel today as we visit with him from that recent OCA annual meeting. We're back with Darrell in just a moment.
Ranchers and farmers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd for Hot Topic Seminars, plus equipment, fencing, and vehicle information and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner, host of the local and live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and making deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the farm show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres. That includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. These bull buckouts are free to kids 12 and under, discounted with your free admission. It's the Heart of America Farm Show. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through the 22nd.
Beef cow numbers were already pretty low when the drought hit us a couple of years ago, and that drove us down even farther. Extension Livestock Market economist Dr. Darrell Peel says we're going to have to crawl our way back up to those initial pre-drought levels and then see how much further we need to go after that in rebuilding this mama cow herd nationally.
We're, just under 29 million head on the beef cows. I think 2013 will probably be a liquidation year. What happened in the first half of 2013 in terms of unexpectedly large beef cow slaughter, plus some indications from various data that we do have available that we probably, the residual effects of the drought and the long cold winter we had, the very limited hay supplies we had to work with this last winter, probably means that we diverted some replacement heifers in the first half of the year into the feeder cattle chain. They're probably in feedlots now. So we're really probably going to, start again, if you will, with new crop heifers this fall. I think 2013 will show us, or January of 2014 will probably show us with a slightly smaller beef cow herd, but hopefully that then is the bottom and the base from which we begin building, obviously depending on what weather conditions do, not only in the rest of 2013, but on into 2014.
What's your best guess is the size of the cow herd that we really need?
That's an interesting question, one that we've, knew we need to address. To be honest with you, I think our preoccupation right now is just trying to recover what has happened really since about 2011. The beginning of 2011, in my mind, was a year that we were poised as an industry in terms of the economic signals to stop liquidating and begin rebuilding to some target. Now, I think, given that we've lost so many more cattle in 2011, 2012, and probably in 2013, I think we're probably looking at going out to about 2016 to 2017 just to recover what we've lost through the drought period. And then I think that question of how big we need to be beyond that will really take focus. So at this point, we're down something on the order of 2.5 million head in the last 2 to 3 years. We got to recover that first, and that will be a slow process, and then we'll think about whether we need another, probably 2 to 4 million head beyond that potentially, depending on the way lots of conditions evolve over that time period.
So anywhere from what, 31, 32 million to 35 million is maybe that sweet spot?
I think it's possible. A lot of things can change. Our export markets are very dynamic, global markets. Those are going to play a big role in what our potential is in terms of growth. Somewhere in that range, I think, is probably what we're looking at longer term.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full-service gas station? Today it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. If you have questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
Midday Oklahoma winding down. We're back with some final comments in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, Midday Oklahoma coming to a close here with our soapbox thoughts on this Tuesday that we wanted to share with people right now. And going to do that, a couple of things out there that I think are really, really interesting right now in the world of agricultural media and the folks that are out there buying and selling are fascinating to me. Of course, here at the Radio Oklahoma Network, we're owned by the Griffin family. We're a family-owned business from the state of Oklahoma. If you're familiar with Griffin Foods, the family that owns our company, Griffin Foods and Griffin Communications, part of the same family. Griffin Communications, of course, we're proud to be a part of the News 9 family and the News on 6 family. News on 6 in Tulsa, News 9 in the Oklahoma City area, both the CBS television stations for our state. At the same time, of course, we've got our Radio Oklahoma Network, about 45, 46 radio stations across the state that carry agricultural information, news, and more. And, of course, we got Oklahoma Farm Report, our website. We've got our app, Oklahoma Farm Report. We've got our daily email. And we've got Midday Oklahoma right here on 1640. We're really appreciative of the opportunity to get agricultural information out to you in a variety of different ways. Looks like Farm Bureau has decided to take into their own hands the ability to cast messages within the media and also via trade shows. American Farm Bureau buying Cygnus Business Media's agricultural events and publications. Really nothing of a direct impact to us in this immediate area, except the one of the events that they have is the Amarillo Farm Show, which is held right after Thanksgiving each year. Looks like American Farm Bureau, proud owner of that particular show, effective immediately. Interesting indeed to see Farm Bureau stepping up to buy those events and publications. That's all of our time for you today. Hope you're going to have a great rest of your Tuesday. Try to stay cool, my friends. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, thanks, Ron. And that will do it for this edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes, Justin Lewis, and Jim Appel, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for our Wednesday edition of Midday Oklahoma, right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.